This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Medical personnel on the Gaza Strip report Thursday Israeli forces killed at least 12 Palestinians in a dawn airstrike on Rafah in southern Gaza, and fighting raged in several other areas of the coastal enclave. Israel pressed on with its offensive on Rafah a day after saying its forces had taken control of a buffer zone known as the Philadelphia Corridor along the nearby border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, giving it effective authority over Gaza's entire land frontier. Speaking at a Tel Aviv news conference Thursday, government spokesman David Mentzer said the corridor had been a lifeline for Hamas militants and allowed them to smuggle weapons into Gaza.
We have already eliminated around 300 terrorists in Rafah in this operation so far. Some of them were hiding underground. Our troops fought them bravely in, quote, close quarters combat. IDF have found dozens of launchers along the corridor, launchers loaded and ready to fire rockets.
NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Prague Thursday in the face of growing calls for leading allies to lift restrictions stopping Ukraine from using Western-supplied weapons to strike targets inside Russia. The two-day gathering in the Czech capital is meant to focus on efforts to hammer out a package of support for Ukraine at NATO's summit in Washington in July. Speaking to reporters ahead of Thursday's meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said support for Ukraine is more crucial now than ever.
Ukraine continues to fight bravely, but the challenges they face are greater and growing. Ukraine can still prevail, but only with continued robust support from NATO allies.
The Defense Intelligence Agency reports U.S. intelligence officials have confirmed Russia has used and is presumed to still be using missiles provided by North Korea in its war in Ukraine. The report is based on analysis of a missile debris found in Kharkiv.